Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads. In the chiropractic industry, they do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center at 515-355-3200.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You've said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off all over the world.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
As they say, it can't get any better than Eddie Mansfield. And I'm so glad to be here with you each and every week. And I want to give a shout out to all our 6 million Mouthing Off Nation that listens to us each and every week. And we got to, you got to give it to us, Jeff. We got a bunch of great fans. We really do.
Absolutely, Eddie. We love every single one of them, and they're going to love us tonight. We're going to get into the NFL, Major League Baseball, NASCAR, AEW, and WWE. It's going to be an exciting evening, Eddie.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what we're going to get into, too, is what really popped up in my head on the NFL. Yeah, NFL just doesn't go away. It's some weird stuff going on with the NFL.
I'm interested in hearing about that. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's some good stuff going on with the Bears, but there's also some weird stuff going on with the NFL in court with a guy by the name of John Gruden, who I know very well.
Well, don't give it all away, Eddie. We're going to get into that a little bit later in the show. We got some fun stuff to talk about because there's some stuff happening in baseball. You brought up a few things that are happening in the NFL. There's always news coming out of wrestling, and I'm sure the fans love to hear all about that from Fast Eddie Mansfield. And NASCAR almost went WWE over the weekend, so I can't wait to get into that.
Hey, you mean the midgets? The midget started fighting.
Well, it's funny because we're going to talk about that. You're off by half, but we'll get into it.
Okay, I'm half a midget. A midget and a half then. How about that?
All right, buddy. Well, listen, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
Hey, jabronis. Mouthing Off will return.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low. It just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Okay, it's here. Everyone stay calm. It's Kohl's lowest prices of the season. And when I say low, I mean low. I got my kids Jumping Beans tees for $3.99. Treated myself to some cute tees and tank tops under $5. And got great finds for our patio 50% off. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash on all of it. Sounds too good to be true? Well, I guess you'll have to go to Kohl's and find out for yourself. Select styles. Offers end May 15th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
That's right, we're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with Eddie, the Continental Lover, Mansfield. And Eddie, of course, we cannot do an episode of Mouthing Off without talking about our good friends over at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
And it's the best that is.
Yeah, there's not much more that can be said about it. It is the best.
No, I mean, they're 5-star.
Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't get better than that. I mean, if you want to step up and be a man, or you step up and be a woman and really look cool,
go over to odark30.com.
It's where your ass needs to be. I can guarantee you, because when you see those clothes, it'd be like Jeff and me. You go, oh, my God. Lenny and Ellie have done. It's a 5-star deal. I mean, you're not getting in no cheap clothes. It's they're made top quality and they're 5-star, man.
Absolutely.
There's nothing out there like them.
Not at all, Eddie. So this is something I'm really excited to see. The Cowboys are going to face the Browns in Week 1, and it will be the GOAT's Fox Sports debut. He'll join Kevin Burkhardt in the booth. Tom Brady is going to enter television, and I personally think that he is going to be fantastic a color commentary guy.
Well, because he's really knowledgeable. You cannot play for Belichick all those years and in Michigan where he played, that only teaches football like Alabama does. And when you come out of working with a Belichick and really honing your craft like he did, I mean, look, what, 6 or 7 Super Bowls? I mean, come on. I mean, nobody can touch him. And he's going to talk to people like I would talk to people about wrestling or a baseball or something like that. That's something I really, really know a lot about. And he's going to, because I've been in the trenches. He's been in the trenches. The difference is you got a lot of jock sniffers out there who have never played the game, have never played any game, but they want to run their mouth and say, this guy's bad, this guy's good, this guy's not. But, you know, you're not qualified to even make that scenario. Tom Brady is qualified. And not only is he qualified, but he's dignified. And he knows how to light a smack down on your ass. That's what he really does.
He's going to tell
it like it is.
This is the thing I think that's going to set him apart from the other guys. Like Tony Romo, he catches a lot of flack, but I don't think Tony Romo's bad at being the color.
No, he's really good.
Yeah.
No, he's absolutely a good commentator.
Yeah. So, but what I think is going to set Tom Brady apart is that Tom Brady, not only is he probably the most handsome football player of all time, but he seems to also be the coolest, like the guy you would want to go have a beer with, hang out with. I don't understand why God put so much into one guy in Tom Brady. It's not fair, but I look forward.
Hey, this, let's just talk about a little history with Tom Brady. God humbled his ass before he even got in the NFL.
Yeah.
Because that guy should have went a lot higher in the draft than he did.
Well, you know,
something? He was humbled by the time he got there, and he was ready. When the bell rang, bam, Tom Brady was ready to win the game, and that's what he did, and he kept winning. And you know who? They shipped him off. Who was the quarterback?
Mac Jones.
They shipped off.
Oh, Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah. He never was squat anymore.
Well, I mean, Tom Brady took over when Drew Bledsoe was hit so hard he had to go to the hospital and almost died. So it was tough for him to make the comeback after that. But there was no way he was going to dethrone Tom Brady after Tom Brady took over in New England. We talked last week about watching the Tom Brady roast. And one of this is exactly why Tom Brady is Tom Brady, because Bob Kraft told the story of when he came into the stadium and Tom's down there on the field in the grass, and Bob Kraft walks down the stairs and Tom comes over and he says, "Hi, I'm Tom Brady." And Bob Kraft said, "I know who you are. You're the kid we picked in the sixth round." And Tom Brady goes, "I'm the best decision that this franchise has ever made."
And he wasn't wrong.
Yeah. And no. I feel like Fox Sports may have also made their best decision in paying Tom Brady to come in and do some football for them.
Well, you know good and well, Jeff, he's going to get great ratings in Boston and Tampa each week. I don't know about the rest of the country, but he's going to be really good. Hey, Tony Romo, you can say what you want about Tony Romo. He's a good broadcaster.
Yeah.
He may never could have won squat. He's like Dak Prescott. Well, excuse me, Dak's like him.
Yeah.
They can't win any games.
Yeah.
That mean anything.
Well,
but Tom Brady won all of his games that meant something.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
The Cowboys haven't had a quarterback that could win games until Jimmy Johnson left town. Speaking of quarterbacks, though, the Lions.
Troy Aikman.
Yep, the Lions paid Jared Goff. They gave him a 4-year, $212 million extension. $170 million of that is guaranteed. He's under contract through 2028. He deserved the money.
Oh, without a doubt. You may know that the general manager of the Detroit Lions was his former general manager with the Rams. And then all of a sudden, when he was able to ship Stafford off and get Goff with a couple of number ones, I mean, that was a great trade for Detroit. It really was. And you know, to be quite frankly, Frank, it was great for the L.A. Rams.
Yeah.
I mean, Stafford took them to the Super Bowl. That hadn't been the Super Bowl in, you know, since forever. 32 since years, maybe. I don't know.
Kurt Warner. So less than that, but 20-plus years.
Yeah, they were the St. Louis Rams. I don't consider them, you know, L.A.
Well, the Los Angeles Rams then hadn't been in 40 years. So
it's, right, that's what I'm saying.
It's good to see him get paid. That did work out for both teams. Stafford took the Rams to the Super Bowl, and I don't think Matt Stafford ever wanted to be in Detroit. I think Jared Goff does want to be there. He's made them relevant again on a team that should have been better under Matt Stafford, but with Goff under center, they were much better. Caleb Williams has started practicing with the Chicago Bears. He's the franchise quarterback that they've drafted number one overall, and it looks good in Chicago from what we hear.
Well, you know what's really strange? Now the secret is coming out about Shane Waldron, the offensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears, as they would say. One thing about it, he has a history with Caleb Williams. Going to train at his quarterback camps and all this other stuff. You didn't remember that, did you?
I had no idea.
A lot of you fans out there don't remember that. All of a sudden, now Shane has got him far above what a lot of the guys are going to be in shape-wise and picking up the blitzes and what needs to be done in the NFL at the speed of the game. But you can always say this. He's got a head start between the OC and the QB. And well, that's critical in being successful.
I'll believe it when I see it.
You're smoking mirrors. That's what you're saying, right?
I believe so. I don't think Caleb Williams is going to live up to the expectations. But in Washington, Jaden Daniels, they're very excited about him, so excited that Dan Quinn came to practice in, you guessed it, a Washington Redskins shirt.
Well, he's a smart guy because, you know, there's no such thing as the Commanders.
Yeah,
that's a bunch of horse crap. You know, really, it's a Washington Redskins. Hey, all you woke bastards out there just listen, all 6 million of them around the world, you know something, you bunch of woke bastards? It's the Washington Redskins. You can't change history. Guess what? There was a Civil War, too. It was a North versus South. And it wasn't about freeing slaves. It was about cotton, Jackson. And so quit your whiny ass and blah, 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 blah. Hey, enjoy the game and shut your damn mouth. I'm sick of it. You know that, Jeff? I'm tired of these woke guys. They've already screwed up baseball. Now they're trying to screw up every professional sport there is. And I'm tired of it. I'm a purist, man. I want to see it the way it needs to be played.
There's
not
a lot
the
of
way some jock sniffer's ass never played the game wants to see it played. That's not me.
There's a lot of history in the name Redskins in Washington. And
oh my God,
I think a lot of people who are fans of the Washington football team would
even
love,
the Indians.
Yes. I think they would love to see the name Redskins come back. Dan
They've
Quinn
already
has,
said it.
Yeah, Dan Quinn has lit a fire, so we'll see what happens. Nobody commented on it, but I feel like there's a spark, and maybe we'll see some smoke, and then maybe we'll see some fire. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World. All over the world.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with the icon, the legend, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie,
yeah, boy.
Every time, every show I do this, I start off by reading the copy, and now I'm going to come from the heart. Odark30.com. Those are our friends. We want you to
give
go check
to me,
them out.
Baby.
We want you to go check out odark30.com. Everybody knows I love the boots. The clothes are killer. You should get out and check them out. If you want to look like a man's man, or if you want your lady look like a patriotic American lady, go to odark30.com and get some gear.
Yeah, and they'll be wearing them damn boots like Jeff does in San Francisco with shorts.
My jorts. I got to wear my jean shorts, my yeah. high socks, and my boots. Hey, man.
Yeah, there'll be some guy kissing you, too, if you're careful.
Listen, Eddie, they've raced in Darlington over the weekend, and yep. Brad Keselowski won the race, and this is significant. You called me and talked about it the other day. Why is it so significant?
Well, I was shocked, to tell you the truth. Is that Ford hasn't won in Darlington in 110 races. I mean, that Keselowski broke. He snapped the 110 race winless streak at Darlington. I mean, when you look at Ford, I mean, you got Mark Martin, all these other people that was driving Fords that were always 1-2 in Darlington all the time. And, you know, Mark Martin was no joke. You know, he was kind of like the bridesmaid, never the bride. But I can tell you one thing. He was a winner.
Yeah, Mark Martin,
he could absolutely drive the wheels off a car.
There were a lot of pretty brides in those days. So it's okay to be a bridesmaid during those days.
Well, you know, those bridesmaids today will be kicking ass and taking names from these little sissies that's driving now.
Yeah. So the funny thing that happened at Darlington is that Tyler Reddick, coming into lap 9, saw an opportunity to pass Chris Buescher, who 2 weeks in a row now has been looking at a checkered flag and then gets wrecked. He didn't get wrecked last week. He lost by probably the closest finish in NASCAR history. 50 years ago, they wouldn't have even been able to tell who won. It would have been him, because they had to go and look at the replay to see that he lost by, like, maybe a little bit of, like, wax on the nose of the other car. But
well, you know what they say, Jeff?
What's that?
Darlington's the track too tough to tame.
Yeah. Well, he almost tamed it.
Let's go back in history. for all you NASCAR buffs, and we got millions of them that listen to the show, I just want to say this. Go back in history. Lee Petty, Richard Petty's father, when you study history of NASCAR, and I had to watch so many of it when I was doing kids in motorsports, that he had a bang bang finish in the first NASCAR race in history. It came down to a bang bang, you know,
a big
kind of a cutting job there, you know, as they say.
Yes.
Yeah, and he won it. But they wanted Lee Petty to win anyway.
Yeah,
he was their favorite boy.
Buescher,
so it didn't matter.
Buescher loses.
You know,
Buescher loses. He comes. Ends up coming in 30th place. And
wow.
After the race on pit road, he ran up and confronted Tyler Reddick. And Tyler Reddick is catching a lot of heat because his reaction was that of word for a female dog. He literally was like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. But you said it in the intro that it was a midget fight. Well, only one
right.
of them. Because Buescher is not a small man, and he made Tyler Reddick look like a little boy, and he came up on him, and Reddick wanted nothing to do with it. He was like, I'm so sorry. I made a bad move. I shouldn't have done it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And Buescher was quick.
Oh, well, that doesn't really cut it. You need to be a NASCAR driver, you need to just slap that guy upside the head and let him know, you don't talk to me that way.
Yeah.
Hey. And then you worry about what happens. But you knock the fire out of that dog right off the bat, and that dog's going to shut up.
Well,
or he's going to get you one.
My money would have been on a Buescher on a fight, although you and I both know once that slap happens.
So you're saying the other guy could outrun him.
Could outfight him. The funny thing about the NASCAR fights is whoever gets the first slap or punch in is
right.
the winner, because then all of the not midgets run out of the pit and you've got the teams fighting. So the racers, typically it's whoever gets that first shove or punch in that's the winner of the fight, because after that they're separated and the teams are going at it. But it was a interesting finish at Darlington. Congratulations to Brad Keselowski. NASCAR this week unveiled their $1 million in-season point tournament for 2025. It's all the rage, in-season tournaments.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Well, you know something, TNT and TBS was always great at covering NASCAR, because I worked with them a few times, you know, with NASCAR, and they were always like really on the money when they were really, you know, shooting NASCAR on an ongoing basis. And what dumbass at TNT and TBS got rid of NASCAR. Well, they're probably not there anymore. But while they would get rid of NASCAR in the first place, now they got, I think, about 22 point races coming up in 2025, which will give them the opportunity to do something that really raises the bar, like $1 million sponsor. I mean, all of a sudden, you're going to win $1 million in the season. Not after the season, but during the season. That gives them and the fans something to really cheer about. Because I'm telling you that every race fan hates those stupid, what do they call them?
Stages.
Four things. Stages. Well, that's a woke saying anyway. Stages, my ass. I mean, you know, you drop that green flag and you run till you can't run anymore.
Yes.
And if your car can't take it and your happy ass can't take it, get off the track.
It does take a lot out of the racing because, you know, everybody had to worry about when they were going to pit, the tires, so on and so
ridiculous.
Forth. And there's some restrictor plates. And now this, I mean, are they even racing anymore? It's like going to the go-kart
not.
Track
you know
with your
doing?
Buddies.
Oh, well, in Talladega. All they did in Talladega, there was a drafting. There wasn't no drafting. These guys don't even know what drafting is. All they did was following each other all the way around that track, all the way until the last lap. Well, they finally did some racing, and guess what happened? They all wrecked. And so You know, NASCAR is slacking on driving. I mean, the drivers today are not the way it used to be.
No.
I mean, when I did Kids in Motorsports and I interviewed drivers like Dale Earnhardt Sr. and oh, man, Mark Martin, you know, and Tony Stewart was down on the stage with us and John Andretti and guys that can actually race. And you look at these guys today. Well, it's probably one or two that can actually race. Chase Elliott, he's a second, you know. I mean, his dad was one of the greatest racers, well, Bill Elliott.
Yep.
So, I mean, you got to give him being a second generation NASCAR kid. And but a lot of them, they just don't stand the mustard, man. They don't have the guts. They won't take the chance. They don't do what needs to be done to win the big time. They just don't.
Yeah, so we're going to get into the MLB here. We're getting a little late. I wanted to discuss with you because we've been talking lately about raising the mound back up and slacking off on the sticky stuff so they can get the spin, so we can stop having all of these great pitchers going out with Tommy John surgery. It's a bummer when you've got a fantastic pitcher that loses at least a year and potentially his career over tweaking his elbow and having to have Tommy John surgery. Well, today the MLB handed down a 10-game suspension to Ronel Blanco of the Houston Astros because he did a glove check.
Of course, they're going to pick on my Astros, you know.
Well,
they can't pick on the Yankees. Oh, God forbid. They're too close to Park Avenue up there with the commissioner's office.
They did a glove check and the umpire literally said, "That's the stickiest stuff I've ever felt all the time we've been doing this." And Ronel Blanco is going to be appealing the suspension because he says it was just sweat and rosin, which rosin is a legal substance. He did admit that sometimes he uses the rosin on his non-throwing arm to get the sweat down.
Well, everybody's done that as a pitcher.
But it's illegal. But well, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah, no, it's not illegal. They just made it illegal.
Yeah.
Everybody uses rosin on their, especially pitchers, to keep their hands dry, to keep them from getting wet where the ball slipped.
Agreed.
And, okay, if it's illegal, if rosin's illegal, why in the hell is it on the pitcher's mound?
Yeah, it's weird that it's there, it's available, and there are places and times
you can't use it, right?
I know.
I mean, what dumbass put this deal out?
I have no idea, Eddie, but it's the rules we deal with. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh! Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 5/29. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank God. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans for $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Aww.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchisor SPD LLC.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, Then Great News.
Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie Mansfield, the Continental Lover. And Eddie, we've got to talk about our boys over at odark30.com.
Oh, yeah.
Odark 30, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, it's durable and functional, and has timeless style.
Yeah, that's five star. As I always tell you, it's five star, Jackson.
And you ain't
go
kidding.
To odark30.com and get you some.
Yes, sir.
And be a grown ass man for a change.
Yes.
And don't look like Jeff does in San Francisco. You understand?
Agreed. I really opened up a can of worms by ever making a joke that I was going to wear boots with shorts, but it happened, and now I'm going to deal with the consequences. Go to odark30.com. Check out our
I'm
boys.
I'm sure some of them clubs up in San Francisco love to get you in the door.
Well, not going to happen.
You and your pretty shorts.
Listen, Eddie, the AEW is going the way of the WWE pretty soon.
But, hey, look. You know, they hired all these rejects from failing organizations like the NWA is a failing organization. What was the other one they called that copied me going into Universal? You know, you can't be original.
Was Eddie it Mansfield ECW?
What is it?
ECW?
No, they never went there. It was another one like Implode or something.
So memorable. We can't even remember the name.
Yeah, but it did implode. But anyway, they copied me. And it's okay. I love to be copied because I'm a trendsetter. I don't follow the trends. I set the trends, Jackson. And let me tell you something about AEW. The stinking set, Jeff, when you look at the set, it looks like an old washed up WCW set that they came out with. And that's coming from Tony Schiavone. I told you to fire that son of a bitch. Are you deaf and dumb, Tony Khan?
Eddie.
All you're doing is throwing money away down the toilet. And you got that goofy guy with the hemorrhoid look on his face that stole the territory from the McGurks, him and Bill Watts. And we're going to get into that one day. We got that coming up. Folks, I got something that's going to blow your friggin' mind in the next week or two. And I guarantee you that you're going to have a little bit of different looks on JR in his old puckered up mouth. And I mean, he looked like his ass went on his face. That's what happened. And then you got Bill Watts. And now you got Tony Schiavone. All three of them have been a bunch of losers their whole career.
Listen, Eddie, you're being nice. I saw a commercial recently because the basketball playoffs are on the same channel as the AEW. And I saw a commercial the other day, and I thought it was a throwback. It looks like bad 80s wrestling. It's unbelievable how goofy it looks.
That's how come they couldn't draw two knobs of goat crap. And they if they had a thousand mountain goats, and that's sad. And you know, when you look at things that they're doing, why are you doing? It's not like you don't have the money to do something, but you hired dumbass people to run the thing. And that's what it's doing. They're running you. They're taking your money, Tony Khan, and they're running you right down the tubes. You know, to bring up another guy, they let the bank walk out the door, and that was Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes is a great face in the WWE, and I swear to God that he's the ultimate babyface. That he's the best babyface since mark my words, since Hulk Hogan.
Oh, I was wondering if you were going to say that. Wow, that's a pretty good compliment.
Oh, it's no compliment. Cody Rhodes can bring it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Hulk Hogan is, you would have to say, top five best known, best loved wrestlers of all time.
He's probably the best known. He's probably the best known. But then you got Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah.
And I mean, you got guys like him that, well, Bruno and Hulk and you can probably look at the Road Warriors.
Yeah.
And some of the other guys, I can't name them all because there was so many of us at that time I was just glad to be in the top 10 of 3,000 guys. That's pretty damn good.
You said it, though. Hulk Hogan's reign lasted from Bruno Sammartino through The Rock for generations. Right. He was the face of wrestling. I mean, you got to give that guy credit where credit's due. He was born. Yeah.
I mean, whether you like Hulk or not, I really don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I like him. I've never had a problem with him.
There's something wrong with you if you don't like Hulk Hogan.
And you know, I always speak up, you know, for my friends. And I also speak up against my enemies, too, because I really don't like them. But Hulk Hogan was great for the business. And Vince saw him. Vince's father saw him. And he plucked him away from the AWA and right into New York. And he put him with Classy Freddie Blassie at that time. And then they turned him babyface, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
I mean, they changed the business. And yeah. I helped them change the business when I went on 2020. I put that business front and center, main event, nationwide, highest show ever in 2020 history, Eddie Mansfield. That's how come we got a top show here, is because Jeff Taylor and Eddie Mansfield are ratings. And I don't mind telling you, you tune in each week because we set it up right. We're just that damn good. And Eddie, nothing you can do about it.
You're excited about the ladies' side of the WWE as well.
Women excite me, period. Jeff, you ought to know that.
I do know that. But you've got Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, Tiffany Stratton, Alexa Bliss. They're all going to have to step up because of Charlotte Flair's injury, and there are others who are suffering with injuries.
Aussie girl, what's her name?
I thought we were off giving it to her so hard. Pause.
Well, she just needs to get some soap and get in the ring.
Yeah, that's the
Becky Lynch, the man. Let me tell you something. There's some really good. Hey. There's some really good stuff that can set up. I would put Tiffany Stratton, even though she's a heel, I'd put Tiffany Stratton, turn her baby face against Alexa Bliss, you know, and set it up, and then put Becky Lynch against Liv Morgan, you know, because they're already pretty much made. You know what I mean? And Alexa Bliss is made, too. But you got to make Tiffany a little bit better. I mean, she's a little weak. But she can be made. She can draw money. She got a nice look, and you know
somebody can put her over.
Well, it's kind of like it's like country music. Women come to see the men, and in wrestling, guys come to see the women. And you know, guys don't want to admit it, and I don't want to admit it too much. But you know, with the women, hey, if the women would have looked like that when I was wrestling, I'd have been in trouble.
But
these are fine looking women, you know. I mean, they look really good. I mean, they all look good naked. So if they all look good naked, they're gonna be damn good looking in the ring. You won't have to worry about that.
All right, Eddie.
These guys out there are thinking about, oh, Liv Morgan looks hot when she's naked. I bet you. I bet that they're talking that. See, and that's what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the WWE wants you to think.
Absolutely.
Come by, come spend your money, honey. And we'll get her to kiss you on the cheek and sign an autograph for you and take $150 from you.
Absolutely, Eddie. Hey, listen, let's get into this.
Who's it gonna be, Jeronio?
Oh, I hate to say this, my dear buddy John Gruden, and your friend too, has lost a court battle. It was a split decision in a Nevada court on the sayings that he was supposed to say so many years ago. You know, you bunch of woke bastards, I just got to tell you something. So you've never done anything in your life 5 years ago that you wouldn't want anybody to know?
Everybody has.
You know what we need to do, Jeff? Start outing them bastards and really outing them good. Because let me tell you this. What the courts came down with a split decision on Gruden, you know, with what he said on his keyboard or whatever he said years ago, before he even got the Raiders job or whatever. How come it didn't come up in Tampa?
Listen,
it never came up in Tampa.
This goes way deeper than this, in my opinion. That stuff came out. That was private emails between John Gruden and somebody in the Washington football organization. And they were after Dan Snyder. And so they sent all these agents in and they gave them access to all of his emails and all of the emails in the organization. And those guys, they should be the jabronis. Those guys took information that had nothing to do with that case and they leaked it and got John Gruden in trouble. Not only does that go against our constitutional granted
right.
First Amendment, Fifth Amendment. It's not cool that they did that. And I don't understand why that's not being brought up. Like John Gruden.
What I have a problem with that, okay, now all of a sudden with that split decision, it's going to go back into the hands to be tried by who's the commissioner of the NFL?
I've got Manfred on the brain, but it's Roger Goodell.
Absolutely. Yeah. So knowing the NFL wants to get rid of John Gruden because they're woke bastards all the time. So he's not going to get a fair shot.
Yeah.
It's going to be, he's got about a much chance as Jim Bowie and Davy Crockett did at the Alamo.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because
it's not going to happen.
This is happening to Trevor Bauer also, who's down pitching in Mexico, can't get a shot in the MLB, even though both girls that accused him of wrongdoing have been found in court to have been lying. And now just because of the PR, this guy can't get a shot. John Gruden got wrapped up in an investigation that had nothing to do with him. The emails were leaked illegally, and now he's not going to be able to get a job, even though what he did may have been wrong, but it also was done in private, and it should have never been made public. It sucks that he said the things that he said. He's had a lot of people come out in defense of him and say that's not the kind of guy he is.
Well, I know him personally. So do you. He's not that kind of guy.
No. And
I mean, hey, what you say sometimes in private needs to stay private.
There's a double standard when it comes to when it comes to certain words. There's a double standard. And John Gruden has unfortunately probably lost his future in the NFL because of something that should have never been brought to light. And it's unfortunate.
No, but you know what's great about that, Jeff?
What?
At least before he got screwed, he got $110 million.
He did. He got paid. All right, Eddie, we got to go. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All over the world.
All right, Eddie, we're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with Eddie Mansfield, the Continental Lover. And Eddie, what a fun show. We got into a lot of fun stuff. The MLB, NFL, NASCAR, wrestling. You wanted it. You got it. We brought it.
And we did. And we bring it each and every week right here on Mouthing Off to 6 million listeners. That's a hell of a damn fan base. You know, when I people say, how many fans do you have? I said, well, how many do I have? I really don't know, but me and Jeff have 6 million a week.
They come for you, Eddie.
No, they don't come for me. They come from us. We're a tag team. That's you know, we're a great team, and we do a great show each and every week, and that's how come we're one of the top three shows on the network, because we're just that damn good. How about that?
Well, we're going to keep coming back, and we're going to keep doing this every week. So if you enjoy the show, check it out. And like I mentioned last week.
Let Sports Byline know, too.
Yeah, and like I said last week, if you miss part of the show and you want to go back and hear the whole thing, we have started releasing these shows as a podcast on anywhere you get your podcasts. You can go download Mouthing Off. Just check out Mouthing Off with Jeff Taylor and Eddie Mansfield, and you can find it anywhere you download podcasts.
Hey, I want to give a shout out before I get off of here to my buddy with Texas Hot Country Magazine.
Yes, sir.
My buddy Leon Beck, we're going to have a big spread net coming up, and I'm real excited about it. And it's TexasHotCountry.com. So it's really cool.
Go check out TexasHotCountry.com. Eddie and I are both in Texas right now. I'm in Dallas. Eddie's in Houston for the week. We're Texas boys. I've really enjoyed my stay here. Had some good barbecue, and it's been a great week.
Those Texas women are easy on your eyes, brother.
Oh, they sure are. Hey, Eddie, listen, we got to go. Tell them goodbye.
Well, for Jeff Taylor, this is Eddie Mansfield saying so long, everybody. We'll see you next week.